He pressed the button and waited. Several minutes later, a metal arm moved out from the bunk, and a plastic nipple descended toward his lips. He sucked on it eagerly, and a warm, sweet fluid coursed down his throat, bringing renewed strength with every drop. Presently it went away, and he rested once more. He could move his arms and legs now. The thought of walking was no longer an impossible dream. Though he felt his strength swiftly returning, he would have been content to lie here forever if there had been no further stimulus from outside. But presently another voice spoke to him, and this time it was wholly human, not a construct of electrical pulses assembled by a more-than-human memory. It was also a familiar voice, though it was some time before he could recognize it.